On this day we celebrate a saint to whom I am devoted. I don't know everything about him, however. Not enough time to read about every single saint in detail. But he is a saint who is a great example to us. In a sense, he could be the patron saint of the Holy Name Society everywhere, especially here. Saint Bernardine of Siena. He was born in Siena, of course, of a very wealthy, well-known, good Catholic family who was renowned in the area and known for their piety and their adherence to Christ and his church. When he was a young man, he entered the Franciscans. And after his ordination to the priesthood, he was asked to preach. Just simply that, to preach. Because many times people, St. Anthony was one of them, they're just asked to preach. And they've never preached before, they never knew what to do before. So trusting in God and trusting in the Blessed Virgin Mary, they began to preach. St. Anthony was one of them, and then they discovered one of the greatest orators in the church. Here we have a similar situation, St. Bernardine. But he has the mark of something that all the iconography and he himself in life was very, very devoted to the Holy Name of Jesus. And of course, that is one of the things, whether you turn on the radio, the TV, music, and nowadays especially, which most of the music today is horrible, every other thing is taking the name of God or the name of Jesus in vain. Saint Bernardine would have been very horrified and very busy. But even in those days, you know, in the 1300s, 1400s, he already could hear that so many people took the name of God and the name of Jesus, and also, by the way, the name of Mary. In English, it's not so common, but it is very much common in Spanish and in Italian to take the name of Mary in vain. So the divine praises which we recite or sing on Thursday nights at benediction are most important. And there's something there, they are a prayer, or it is a prayer, that we should recite every day, sometimes many times a day, because the name of God is profaned many times a day. Well, St. Bernardine preached about the Holy Name of Jesus and devotion to the Holy Name of Jesus. And in order to help him, even then, of course, the architecture of the church, the stained glass windows, the images, the statues, the paintings, that's all about audiovisual. And in order to help him in his preaching, he had this beautiful banner. It was round, and he carried it. It was on a staff. And he took it everywhere he went with the monogram of Christ our Lord, IHS, Jesus in Latin. And, of course, as anybody that's worth their weight in gold or anything else, he was persecuted. And the super trads of his day accused him of heresy because they said he was adoring this symbol of the name of Christ. Nothing more ludicrous could be thought of, but the devil brings up all kinds of ludicrous things to confuse even those who claim to be devout Catholics. And so be careful, because not everything that glitters is gold. Oftentimes things that glitter are at the very best aluminum foil. But like many saints in the history of the church, among them of course Saint Teresa of Avila, Saint John of Avila, Saint John of the Cross, and many others, they have been brought before the Inquisition, the Holy Office, and found innocent. In a way, it's good because they're found innocent. They're not found guilty. And it is forevermore established that what they're preaching, what they're teaching, what they're doing is totally authentic within the wonderful ministry of the church. So today we honor the great apostle of the holy name of Jesus, of the holy name of God, Saint Bernardine of Siena. He died in 1444, and always a great love for the name of Jesus. In addition, today we rejoice that His Holiness Pope Leo XIV has visited officially for the first time the Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls, where the relics of St. Paul the Apostle are to be venerated. And of course, he's continuing what he started. And this is some Catholic trivia for you, because most people don't know. He wore the red mozzetta, that which he wore, that Francis refused to wear because he didn't want to look like a clown. The mozzetta, because I have mine for the canons of St. Lazarus of Jerusalem with a proper cross in green. But the Pope's mozzetta is red. It is of satin during the warm months. It is of fur during the cold months. And during the Easter season, especially the first couple of weeks, it is white of ermine, which His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI of happy memory wore, and there are pictures of that as well. But it is called a mozzetta, with the papal stole that nobody else can wear in the church over it. So we give thanks to God that He is continuing the wonderful traditions of the papacy as He visited today the relics of the companion and co-worker of St. Peter, the first Pope, St. Paul. In nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.